Let it on out. Episode 158 of the podcast. And we're here. Park it, sir. Take a seat.
Don't be pitter-pattering in the beginning.
We're here. We're back.
Another week.
This week kind of went fast for me.
It did.
It went kind of fast.
I literally stalled right there. I didn't know what to say after that. Another week.
Yeah.
I don't know what we got, but we're going to get into some shit, as we do every week. That is what we bring you. Thoughts and opinions based on how you feel. Some may say. But let's jump right in.
Song of the week.
Oh, that's something different.
Oh.
You don't pre-pod. I got something different. Do you know what your name means?
No.
At all.
Nope.
Now, you have quite a popular name.
Of course.
It's on every's list. It's been in most rappers' songs.
Oh.
Yeah. I think you need to take pride in that.
DMX. That's all I know.
Petey Pablo ain't say your name in the song.
No, he did not.
Petey Pablo ain't say your name in the song.
No, he did not. Petey Pablo did not say that name.
I feel like Jasmine has been in, at least, Lil Wayne ain't saying Jasmine. He just staring at something. What you see, baby? What do you see?
I thought I seen something. Rocky scared me.
When dogs start to stare, what do you think they're looking at?
Girl, I don't know.
I think it's spirits. I ain't gonna hold you. I think they see what we can't. The unknown.
Girl.
The in-betweens.
Girl.
The other side.
Girl.
Sorry.
Hmm.
I'm what looking does up it your mean? Name meaning. What do you think it means? What does it mean based on who you are as a person?
Chaotic.
Interesting.
Chaotic.
Well, you're not close at all. Complete opposite. It
very
actually
mellow,
means
beautiful.
Kind of close coming into that, even though you did say chaotic.
It's in there?
No.
Oh.
It's it means gift from God.
Oh, that's nice.
I want you to hold that.
I
take
am.
It.
Thank you.
You know, let it exude through who you are as a person.
Okay.
You might be a tornado at times, but not every day. Speaking of tornadoes, I could call you an earthquake, but that's more like what we was experiencing last week. Let me tell you something. I stay in New Jersey, so I don't have to deal with the Midwest and the West Coast issues, like tornadoes, twisters, monsoons.
Yep.
Big ass hail.
Sand holes, quicksand.
All that type of shit. And now we getting hit with earthquakes. 4.8 on the Richter scale at that. And that's some bullshit. Because that's not us. Why is that touching us? Like, I know we get blizzards, we get snowstorms, we get floods. I get all that. But we ain't supposed to get what they got. Let California have that. And the fact that California was making fun of us for being so shocked by what happens, we're not used to that.
No, we're not.
It's not for us, baby.
Mm-mm.
We're not there.
Mm-mm.
So, y'all keep that shit on the West Coast.
Keep
I don't know how to tell the world to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to say it. Because I was sitting there. I came out of the shower, did my skincare, did everything. And then I was literally surfing. I'm like, wait a minute. Are my neighbors really fucking shaking the building right now? Is it that bad? Because they be stomping over my head. And we have an issue, but it is what it is. I really thought it was to that extent. Then I thought one of the light rails ran into the building. I thought one of the trains went off the track and this whole shit was coming down.
Oh my God. I was standing right at the counter eating a bagel. Then I see my oil things or whatever like shaking. Then I look in the fridge. I'm like, my fridge is moving. And I thought the same thing Fran said was like a truck or something.
Yeah.
I'm in the bottom floor.
That came in too.
And
came through my mind too.
I'm like, okay. But then I'm like, it just kept going. I'm like, oh, this is a fucking earthquake.
The funny thing is that four different things went through my mind in 4 seconds. And then I was like, oh, wait, this is an earthquake. Because when we had the earthquake, I want to say maybe 10 years ago. I remember that shit. I was in bed. It was weird as hell. I was actually home that day. But they said, actually, if you were I'm like, oh, people outside driving, they probably felt
they
it crazy.
It.
They didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
They didn't even know what went down. Like, I heard it, felt it.
Yeah, me
Some
too.
Some people just heard it. Some people just felt it. And then the aftershock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not equipped for that. We don't even know what to do in an earthquake. No, what was I supposed to do?
I grab Rocky. I'm like, oh my God.
Everybody, let's run outside. Let's go in the bathtub. Bathtub is a tornado.
Yeah.
I remember that directly. And I learned that from movies. But what the fuck are we supposed to do if we get another one and it's like a 7.9?
I don't think it's going to get there.
It's not for us.
No.
I'm not speaking. It's not for us. We just going to leave it at that. That 4.8 was cute. Whew. Lord have mercy. 15 seconds of bullshit. But yes, you are a gift from God. And my name means helping of mankind. My mother always, always wanted to let me know that. And I truly do believe.
That's good.
Sometimes,
girl, so funny.
I've been put on this earth to help
society
and mankind. You just, you know, be a little bit kinder, be a little bit nicer to people.
Yes, amen.
I think that I'm an assistant to that, but you know,
amen.
Other days, I just rather mind my business while this shit burns down to hell, and I'm okay with that as well.
Roger that.
Now let's jump into our regularly scheduled program. What is your song mood of the week? And y'all don't mind what I'm drinking.
My song mood of the week is Tyla Art. I love that song.
I do too, but...
A-R-T. Whatever.
It is A-R-T.
Art, A-R-T, yes.
You want to know what I thought she was saying?
What?
Hey, Auntie.
I at least knew she was saying A-R-T.
Hey, Auntie. I was like, wait. Oh, that's the art song. Okay. All right. I'll be liking my version better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand. You're talking about you being this man's muse. You're being his art. Like, he loves to watch you. But Hey, Auntie sound better to me, man. And it's right there. I know I'm not the only one who thought that. I was waiting for somebody to, you know, just give me my little bit of... my little secret validation on social media, but nobody did. So I was like, oh, bitch, come on, learn the word. Stop playing with people. That Tyla album, she came out swinging. And we said that was going to happen. I like when I'm right about music. And we got a lot. There's a lot of music coming out. My new favorite holiday is New Music Friday. The last few Fridays have just been beautiful when it comes to getting new music. The heavy hitters are out this year. I think we kind of said that was going to happen this year as well. Like, I feel like everybody that was trying to solidify themselves came out last year. A lot of up-and-coming, one-hit wonders. Those were the ones who came out. A lot of three-hit, two-hit wonders. A lot of EP goblins. They were doing their thing last year. But the heavy hitters, the ones that mean something, the one that shake the Billboard charts and put the numbers up, those are the ones that's coming this year.
Yeah.
First quarter of music has been, like, we got fucking 21 Savage. I'm going to keep going back to that album. 21,
Metro Future, Boomin.
Metro, and they're dropping again tomorrow. Again tomorrow.
That's love.
We got a J. Cole.
Post, tweet, and delete.
He ain't deleted.
No, I know, but...
We got a J. Cole project even before the album that we've all been waiting for. J. Cole doesn't usually do that.
Bryson.
Let me tell you something. That's my song mode. Thank you for bringing that up. Bryson
he
Tiller.
He did such a good job. I love it.
That persuasion with Victoria Monet, the double entendres. Oh, why y'all do that? Like, no, it's not why y'all do that. Why'd you wait so long to do that? And I understand Bryson came out and I was listening to another podcast and they really did break down what Bryson did. The whole... rapping, singing in tandem with one another, he was the first to do that. He set that tone. He absolutely did
absolutely.
That. And literally every other artist after him didn't hear a sound like that. And they were like, oh, I'm about to take that wave. He did that. That was Bryson Tiller. That literally rapping, singing within the same verse of a song. That was him by far. And that's why I think Trap Soul just resonates with so many people because like a Tyler, he's one of those that came out swinging with that fucking debut. Soul is a classic. When your debut album is a classic, that says a lot. And it can either be a gift or a curse.
Oh, you see my girl.
Who?
She's scared to drop.
And that you get put up on such a high pedestal when that happens that I won't be mad if somebody waits 5 or 6 years to come back out. Like, SZA knew she had to come with some after Control.
I forgot that was a long. That was I was not in Baltimore. Like 2017.
This is only SZA's second album.
Damn.
SOS. You would think that she's been out and she's had, because she's had the other mixtapes and she's had other music that she's put it in between. But SZA only has two albums, but she's been out for like 10 years. Rowdy Rich. Oh, a beautiful piece of work, but I don't like. He can't get his footing back. He can't. Cardi B is scared. I don't care what nobody say. I know other bigger publications have said it and it's hit her, but we've said it, Mama. You're scared, but you have the ability to give us what we want. You work with who you're supposed to work with. Yeah. But Bryson, Trap Soul was that shit. The second album, I wasn't with everybody and hated it. It definitely wasn't. Trap Soul, I went to go see Bryson Tiller by myself in concert. Mm-hmm. That's how much that album moved me. Like, I listened to that straight through for months. Not going to say nothing else, but it was one of those, like, I know the whole album from front to back. And I played it the other day. I think I played it on Sunday when I was doing makeup. And I just ran it back and it was just, even the clean version. Just fucking fire.
I love Bryson.
There's no skips on that album. And we can't say that about a lot of projects since then.
Nope.
But yeah, this second one is good. I love it all the way through, probably to the last, maybe the last five songs get a little too alternative for me. And that's when I'm like, okay, I'm good. Yeah. But those first 12 songs, because it's a 19 song album or something like that. And that's another thing. Bring back moderately long albums. We don't need the 34 pack like Chris Brown, but a good 20 songs like back in the day. And then he starts the album off with that nostalgic late 90s, early 2000s sound, and his voice is just, and then he goes right back to that trap soul, that flip with that 90s R&B with the rapping, and it's just like, yeah, you went back to what you were supposed to do. And I did see today that in an interview, he's supposed to take another break, another big hiatus, and he designs video games in his off time.
Uh-huh.
And like he's been working on a video game for 3 years. Mm-hmm. I never knew that. Mm-hmm. And then somebody was like, when you're multifaceted creatives. And I'm like, yo, he just all around is a creative ass motherfucker. Like,
fucking video game.
I think T-Pain like that too, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs to the motherfuckers that got the multiple streams of income.
Multiple.
I don't know. I kind of hope he tours though before he goes back on his hiatus.
I think he is. I thought he was going on tour.
I'm gonna look it up.
I think he is.
Because that would be a whole 360 moment for me to go back and see him again.
I think he is
again.
On tour.
It depends on the venue. Yeah. And the funny thing is with Trap Soul with his debut album, most of those artists get like an Irving Plaza. They do something small at like the 1500 venues. He was at Radio City Music Hall. That's like a 5,000, 6,000 person venue off the first album.
I love it.
So depending on where he go, I'm going to see Bryson again and get them feels back. Mm-hmm. That was bomb. I'll tell anybody, go to one concert by yourself just to do it. I'm glad I picked him for my first one to do that. But yeah, that Bryson Tiller album is fire. How do you feel about the artwork?
I didn't really pay attention. I know it was yellow. It was like a cartoon.
They got a whole bunch of Asian stuff on it.
Yeah. He animates people. Maybe. He's an anime guy too.
That's the word I couldn't get. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, it's giving Goku.
I believe he's
that Dragon Ball Z. Let me tell y'all something. When somebody asks y'all if y'all like anime, and you be like, yeah, and then you just say Dragon Ball Z, I don't count it. And I don't care.
I don't know what to know to count anything.
It is anime, by far. But I don't count it. Say something like a One Piece or a Naruto. That sounds Spanish.
Yeah, girl. Wrong's channel.
That's why I said I don't like
it. Girl.
Do I look like I know what the fuck I'm talking about? But you're listening. So let's move on. I do have an I See You player and a playette this week. So we are going to give shout outs. And
we didn't
was inspired.
In
and you know what? I have it right here looking at it. It's the shades again. You know.
You're not even following the outline.
But you know I'm half blind. I can't really see.
Here we go.
Because I got an excuse. My word of the day is Empyrean. That's the word.
Empyrean. Okay.
I'm about to pull it up.
Empyrean.
Now if it says it different, Y'all don't judge me.
Oh, God. Empyrean.
It might be.
Empyrean.
You were right. Empyrean.
Practicing
you
that.
You go, girl.
I was practicing that on my lunch break,
you
y'all.
You go, girl.
Empyrean. And the meaning is heaven in particular, the highest part of heaven, or the visible heavens and the sky, relating to heaven or something in the eternal sky.
I'm shocked that I never heard nobody name that.
We ain't been around the world enough
you
to know.
Right. Empyrean.
And I think it, because when I hear the word emperor, it's like somebody of power, a leader. Mm-hmm. So empyrean, highest plane, heaven, if you believe in that kind of thing. So I was just like, you know what? I want to feel a little bit more regal in myself. I want to feel like I'm a boss. I want to give that persona. So we're going to step out and we're going to use words like empyrean.
Empyrean.
I want to be in an empyrean state moving forward in life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to touch heaven and shit.
Okay. Period.
All right. I ain't using it in a sentence, but that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all with me. And let me know, like, I'm giving y'all these words. Let me know if you have a word that you want to bring to people. Let me know if you use these words in conversation. I don't know how I'm going to incorporate empyrean in the circles that I be in. I think that people are going to tell me to shut the fuck up. But I'm okay with that. I'm fine with it. I think you should be too.
That bitch thinks she empyrean. Like, who the fuck are you?
See what?
Okay.
I didn't want to use it like that.
Well,
and that's my word of the week. And moving on to I See You Playing. Play that bitch thinks she empyrean is crazy. Imagine pulling that shit out in an argument. Bitch, you empyrean on me?
Bitch, you think you empyrean? The fuck?
Did you call me empanada?
That's
rude.
Yeah.
Love them. I won't be called one. Imagine somebody really calling you food in a fight. Like, bitch, you shaped like a broccoli. You look like a sweet potato. I'd have to walk away.
Yeah.
See, that's why I can't argue with people. Not at this age. It just takes so much energy and it takes so much time for me to really think about what I gotta say.
It does.
And then when I do think about what I gotta say, I'm very mean.
Ooh.
Not nice.
So nasty. So rude.
No. I'm not. I try not to be.
Mean girl?
You don't even believe that, Jasmine. Come on. Be serious. When have I ever been mean?
Well, I'm just saying mean.
When have
girl?
I ever been mean?
I didn't say. I'm just saying mean girl. You could be a mean girl.
I can't be a mean girl. One without provoked, and one without being tested. I'm a naturally nice person. I'm not mean off rip. When have I ever been?
I never said that.
I'm asking you.
I never said that.
I'm just asking.
Are you having flashbacks? I never said that.
No, I'm not having flashbacks. I'm not a bully.
You don't ever remember you being mean to somebody?
No, not unprovoked.
You don't remember?
I'm asking you a question because I feel like you have something to say. Share with the class.
It's getting Sasha's never been mean.
The hell? What are you trying to say?
You've never been mean.
No, we gonna talk.
You never been mean.
Nah, bitch. You shady boo.
So I just never been mean.
Get the fuck out of here. Because you out your mind.
You never been mean.
18 years.
Uh-oh. Let me tell you something, how you taught me something this week.
What?
You taught me that there are no vineyards in Martha's Vineyard.
No.
So, you know, being shady, we watching Summer House. Are you watching Summer House? Or are you letting it build up?
Mm-mm.
You up to date?
Yeah.
I'm like, why these motherfuckers?
I watch it every Sunday.
I'm like, why these motherfuckers? It come out Sunday?
Sundays.
We always watch it on Monday.
Sundays, yep.
Look at us getting the schedule wrong. I'm like, why they never go to any vineyards if they're in Martha's Vineyard? And tell the people what you told me.
Martha's Vineyard doesn't have any wine. It was named after a man's daughter. And think like the ground was like kind of like viney. So, his daughter's name's Martha, and it's Martha Vineyard.
Was it a black man?
Hell no.
Because
they stole the
white... There's a lot of black persona in Martha's Vineyard.
A white person stole it from Native Americans, so... Yeah.
And I'm just thinking I'm going to go up there and drink all the wine that I can. And there's not one vineyard in Martha's Vineyard. But you know where there is a vineyard? Casa Loque Farm Vineyard. It is a black-owned 18-acre winery and vineyard in California. I don't have the direct names for the owners, but it's one of the most beautiful, most designated black wineries, black-owned wineries in the entire country. Mm-hmm. One of, I think, black-owned, I think one of 20 mm-hmm. or 21 or something of that nature. But this one is one of the most prestige, and it just looks absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's family-owned. It's black-owned. I want to get a list of all the black-owned wineries and just like, not even just wineries, black-owned resorts. Mm-hmm. I follow this page on TikTok that gives us black-owned resorts, mm-hmm. black-owned vacation spots, like a whole bunch of different stuff. A lot of the stuff is international, and more of the wineries are domestic, but I want to plan trips and mm-hmm. support those businesses. Yeah. So I want to give a shout-out to this family. I'm going to say the name of the business again, just in case somebody want to get their wine drink on. It's Casa mm-hmm. Loque Farm and Winery, and is located in California. Mm-hmm. 18 acres, got a tennis court, five-star chef, mm-hmm. everything, herb garden, and they do everything in-house. It looks absolutely beautiful. So shout-outs to that couple.
That shit is amazing.
I need to go to a winery. I'm over here trying to plan trips around Martha's Vineyard, and I can't even get me a glass of motherfucking...
Alicia said she watched a show on BT called The Black Hamptons.
The Black Hamptons?
Yeah.
Is like it based in Hamptons?
The Hamptons.
And it's black people?
Yeah.
Reality TV?
I'm not sure. I didn't ask that far.
I have a love-hate relationship with some of the reality TV shows that mm-hmm. I watch. I realize, I think I've said it on here before, I like more of the reality TV shows that are competition-based. Mm-hmm. So, like, the dating shows, the game aspect shows... But I do like Summer House. But then sometimes when I'm sitting there and watching it, I'm like, this is so fucking rudimentary. What are y'all arguing about? What are y'all arguing about? I love Preston. That's my guy.
Yeah, like he got engaged.
Yes.
You saw it
on... Yeah, today. I saw it today. Mm-hmm. Bria gets on my fucking nerves. Jordan, I like her. Yet, and I do get why her storyline is her storyline. It's mm-hmm. very sad. What's her name? Is that Summer?
Which one?
The one that hooked up with Alex.
Summer.
I liked her last season. Don't like her this season.
She's like, girl.
I don't know
like,
why this cool. has to be your narrative. Yeah. But then again, she was just a guest last season.
She was. Okay. She
so
was.
Now we're getting to see yeah. who she really is. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, not yeah. my cup of tea. Shanice, I would have to take her in doses. I would have to take
her. You know what irritated me about Shanice? You up here crying, talking about some, you don't have no clothes.
Stop, because.
But then you talking about how you got all these men, these elite men.
Elite penis don't equate to.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it don't transfer. No, I'm just saying, she bragging about it like it transfers, and it doesn't.
But maybe it does. Because then you got to look at what some people are saying. I don't have money. I don't have money to buy clothes. She might still have niggas that fund a lifestyle for her, but all she wears is bikinis anyway. Her wardrobe is not extensive. No. Now, was Summer wrong for saying she can't dress? Yes. Is there a little bit of truth in the pain? Yes. As her friend,
she shouldn't have said that.
She shouldn't have said that.
Summer did not give
a fuck. She should have tucked that
Summer
shit.
Did not
I felt
care.
Like she wanted to say that real bad.
Summer did not. Shanice, remember?
Summer don't give a fuck about a lot.
No.
Except Alex, give a fuck about her. I didn't think I was gonna like Noelle, and I absolutely love her.
Country.
I was so sad when she put herself out there with Alex all drunk on that damn day.
Why would she do that?
I know. You have that secondhand embarrassment I be talking about? Felt it all the way through.
I fast forward.
I wouldn't. It's cringy. I wouldn't. Don't watch
it. No, I saw the clip on Twitter, but
it's cringy.
I can't. Like, I had to like fast forward through. I can't. Like, why would you do that?
Alex has no personality.
None.
It's.
I'm not attracted. I don't find him attractive. Like, he's not. To me, he's not like. I would never be like, like if I was out, I'd be like, oh, okay, but he's not like visually, nobody.
Visually, I appreciate him.
Yeah, but.
But other than that, it would do. I would just have to appreciate him. I would just have to look at him.
I don't even know.
Huh?
He don't even look like he could fuck.
No, I don't know about all that.
He just gives me sticks. He gives me
stick. Yeah. Is he on this? He's skinny for my taste.
No, I'm saying like.
No, he's skinny for my taste. Stick is literally, I'm giving
him slim. Like he's a stick. Like he doesn't. He's
very stoic.
Okay, yeah, very right. Right, right.
Awkward. It's just, love Amir. Sweet. Just a baby. Oh, yeah. But that girlfriend is crazy. That's unnecessary. Unnecessary. Nick does nothing for me at all. No. Nick is the stylist and I can't stand the way he dressed.
He's a stylist.
I'm gonna screenshot the one part.
I feel like he would be an episode. Nick is like Nick for me, like Nick will forever be friend zoned.
Yes, and that's sad. It is. Because I know
he's probably like bitch out of world.
He does nothing for me, but I do see him being a friend. Like, he's cool. And then who else is in the house?
Jasmine.
Oh, I don't care about her story. As I know she's pregnant, I don't care.
She had the baby.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm Silas. So happy Silas is not there. They named the baby Silas? He always overseas. She gotta use her husband's name somewhere. Like, it is what it is. But we'll get more into it. There's supposed to be a little bit more drama coming up on this season, so let's see what happens. Yeah, and if y'all don't know what that is, that's Summer House on Peacock.
Bravo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stop drinking this shit before I can't go to bed. But let's get into our breakdown. We got some topics this week, y'all, and it's about to be a doozy. So share your story. So long ago, we've decided not to really touch on a lot of celebrity news. But when certain things come into the rounds and make it onto the scene, and there's a theme that can be incorporated into a bigger conversation, I'm like, fuck it. Let's dive in. It's coming back to a lot of beef. A lot of so-called celebrities and influencers that seem to have been friends, people that work together, people that came up together in the game, so to say, they've been beefing. All I've been seeing, what day was that? Was that Monday? When shit just started to hit the fan with everybody?
It had to be Monday, I think.
Like, it started from last Friday with the whole J. Cole responding to Kendrick's verse on Like That.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all don't know, Kendrick sat there and he kind of came for J. Cole within that verse that he did on that Future song. But the thing is that from listening to that song particularly, and I've listened to it over and over and over because it's just a fucking bomb of a song, period. I feel like the most malicious lines were towards Drake, of course. Kendrick been shooting at Drake for years. Neither here nor there. As per usual. They don't like that nigga. That's a sensitive ass rapper. Had to tuck him in. You don't like him. They got beef. It is what it is. I think that he did come for J. Cole. Did give him a line or two, some words here or there. But I don't feel like it was as catastrophic or wasn't as malicious in intent as it was to Drake. Needless to say, J. Cole stated that he felt pressured to have to respond, even though that is his homie and he loves him dearly. So that happened. Did you listen to the 7-minute drill?
The J. Cole response? Yes, I did. Yes.
Do you even care?
No.
I know. And I'm not getting... We ain't even getting into the aspects of beef and art warfare and all that bullshit with rapping this, that, and the third. Because that ain't this type of program. But that was the first thing that I saw. And we actually witnessed a man apologizing for coming at somebody and retaliating after he was shot at first. So that's a different approach. A lot of people said that they've seen it in the past with other rappers. A lot of people said they have never seen it and they are absolutely disappointed by it. What y'all ain't gonna do is talk shit about J. Cole while I am still living and breathing. Because yes, I don't necessarily agree. Embarrassed? No, never. I don't agree. I can't say that I don't agree. I understand his sentiments with wanting to apologize. He said he came out of character. That's his man's. He should have took the jab that Kendrick gave him. He should have just took it on the chin. And if he felt like he couldn't sleep because of everybody pressuring him to make this diss track, That's how he felt, and he wants to lead with love. J. Cole is the nice guy.
Good for him. Write it in your journal.
And what fucking sucks out of all of this is what my biggest takeaway is that he's doing some of his best rapping on Might Delete Later, but it's all drowned out because of this bullshit with this motherfucking beef. Now I'm here for the next round, because allegedly it's supposed to be Kendrick and Drake. They are supposed to finally go head to head with the words in them and the pens in them. Oh boy. So the men, I know it's a lot of men that have been talking lately because of the rap beef, and it kind of bothers you, but they're going to have some more to talk about. It's all good. Tailor the algorithms. Ain't got to see it. We ain't got to see it. But I'm thoroughly entertained.
People are crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. The takes that I've been seeing.
That's what I'm talking about. I like
for
it.
For Kendrick and people the takes that I've been seeing with anything. J. Cole. I don't like it for that because not every... I know that we even sit here and say that we're opinion based on our takes that we even have here on this here program, but not everybody is entitled to have to share some of the thoughts that they have.
People get on my nerves.
It's different with having an opinion and being fucking stupid. It's a lot of stupidity.
That one tweet pissed me off. I'm like, oh, brother. What? And the girl, she was something like, oh, he's a father, he's a husband.
Oh, J. Cole?
Yeah.
He's a fucking rapper.
I'm like, girl.
We knew him as a rapper first. We don't know his kids.
This is wrong the black community. Here we go.
Do we know his wife?
Here we go.
Shut the fuck up.
Here we go.
Shut the fuck up. It's the art of hip hop. It's highly competitive. Like, we come out here, we talk about that all the time. Even when the rap girls get into it. But the thing is with the women, they be just going too fucking far. They be doing extra.
The fans be going too fucking far.
Thank you. And let me take that back. Because actually, if you're going to do it and you're going to come for someone's jugular, especially on wax, do it the right way. Do it strategic and do it where we can sit down and we can fucking bop to it. We want to hear it in the music, but it's y'all fans that be making that shit nasty. Because they go too far. They go way too fucking far. But besides fucking J. Cole, Kendrick, Drake all up in the mix, and we'll talk about that if there is anything to talk about it. Talk about it next week past this weekend. We got Meek Mill and Wale. Ugh. I done heard that's over some wrestling shit and somebody taking a picture with somebody. And allegedly, I guess Meek Mill didn't get the memo that him and Wale are not really cool like that. But Meek Mill has been a lot lately. For the past month, he won't stop. He won't stop.
I love that Wale kind of paid him dust.
He like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, when somebody is saying useless information or if you're taking somebody unserious, some shit that he mixed up in the tweet. So you know Wale a poet. So it just came off real.
And he used some words. Everybody was like, you know he don't know what that means.
He do. He do. That's an encyclopedia right there.
Talk about Meek Mill. Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
That went over his head and between his legs. That wasn't for him. This is another thing when I'm talking about getting into arguments with people. You can't get into arguments with certain people. You're going to be dumbfounded. You're going to start stuttering. You're going to be stupid. Stuck on dumb. Meek Mill tweets like he talks. And it's bad.
Why did he do that?
Because his budget's been cut and he don't have a PR person no more. And then this girl actually jumped down and was like, Meek Mill, I would like to do public relations for you. Like, I would like for you to hire me. And he's like, baby, respectfully, I decline. I'm my own publicist. But maybe you should look into what the fuck she's offering. Because the shit that we've been seeing for the last month is very, very wonky. It's scary out here. Especially when it comes to Meek Mill. Because I don't know how you go from just this hardcore motherfucking rapper from Philly coming out here telling a story of a lot of people in the inner city. A lot of niggas rocking, which they still do. A lot of men they're not going to slander Meek Mill. Then just to becoming King Corny. And I love Meek music. I'm still running back. Give me a Tony story part 5, 6, and 7. But that got to outweigh the bullshit that you're doing right now. Because I don't like people's social media personas dictating all that they've done. But you can really ruin your legacy by a tweet. By how you act and how you move. And just shut the fuck up.
I would never want to hang around Meek Mill.
And that's what I'm saying. 10 years ago, we wouldn't have said that. I would have said that. I said, let's go to Philly. Let's go ride on the back of the bikes. But it's not happening now. But them. And then we get into JT. She had 2 for 2. two for two, and one of them is with her sister, allegedly.
Sister.
Her and Glorilla. Glorilla dropped the track with Meg that I think we didn't, we might have mentioned last week. And it was a line on there saying that her and JT ain't beefing, but they ain't cool, some shit. So they went back and forth on each other. When the girls start throwing, when the girls are witty in their arguments, I'm here for it. Granted, I don't follow both of them because I don't want to see that shit on my timeline. But when y'all start doing the whole colorism thing, you black bitch, you skinny bitch, the body shaming shit, I'm out of there. Cause this argument, you're argumentative, but you're not making no points. You're being catty without being witty, and I don't have time for that shit. And then JT and Carisha, they jealous of each other. That's what I got from that.
Yeah.
And they letting bitches get inside their head. JT dropped two songs where it's sitting here and it's coming for somebody that she used to fuck with, but no longer. She no longer fucks with them. Sideways and the other song. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
No bars.
No bars. And is it Sideways or Side Eye?
Sideways.
Sideways. And it's like, I'm looking at you sideways. Da 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 da. Go listen to the songs. Allegedly, Carisha got, she was under the impression that those songs were about her. We don't fucking know. JT ain't gonna admit it. But they were arguing and talking to each other on the phone on Twitter. And that's when that shit is weird. Because I don't get that. But needless to say, the beef has been circulating, and my question is, why the fuck can't people just get along? It's not my real question, but it's something I was thinking in my head. I've muted everyone. Meek Mill has been muted. JT, Carisha, Ramonte. He ain't got nothing to do with this, but I muted him too. I was about to mute Wale, but I like Wale. He ain't had nothing to do with it. He ain't got nothing to do with it. But what I want
to
ask...
cute to me.
Wale is gorgeous. Oof. That's not cute, baby.
Fine.
Symmetrical. Down the split.
Ain't he short?
I've never... Side note. He's fine. I love Wale. And he's short. I've just literally never heard somebody say that in a positive manner. Like, and he's short.
Yeah.
I usually hear... He's fine.
I
he's
like
sexy,
his height. I don't
but
know.
But he's short.
I don't know how I feel about him if he was tall.
Oh. Wait, how tall is Wale? He not tall?
No. He's not that tall.
He not like a 5'11"? That's
5'10"? That's tall?
I mean, me in heels is probably like a 5'9", 5'10", so 5'11".
He's not
tall.
He's not that tall.
Well, I think anybody 6'1", up, 6 feet up, kind of abnormal. Now you get into them 6'5" niggas. You're not living long.
Sasha.
They're not. Taller people don't live as long. Sasha fact. I ain't make this up. I'm just a messenger. Don't shoot me. But I don't know. I didn't know while it was that moderately. I thought you meant like if he was like short.
Not like 5'3".
How tall is Wale?
5'10". Short.
That's not short.
Okay.
I don't think 5'10 is short for a guy.
No, I didn't say for a guy.
Yeah.
It's just like
some women would say that's tall. Some women would say that's short. But they're heightist. But we've said on here we're not heightist.
I feel like he fits his height. I feel like if he was taller, he would look weird.
Yeah, because then he'll be like real skinny and lanky, like on some Kevin Durant shit.
Aw.
You know that's not my cup of tea. He's 7 feet. I'm pray for him. I know his ankles hurt. They just rub. But LeBron's like 7 feet too. But he got body.
Yeah, LeBron thick.
Thick. Ooh. Thighs. Savannah, he's a good man. He's a real good man. But let's get into it. Let me ask some questions pertaining to this motherfucking Discord. The Discord that's been going
LeBron
on.
LeBron upper body. Oh.
LeBron. Period.
Oh, God.
And I don't even mind the balding in the middle. Just
that's what I was thinking of with my eyes was closed.
Just give
clips.
Him a piece. Just give him a man piece. It's like, he's not going to be able to do the little Turkish hair transplant that all the niggas is running the turkey for. He don't have enough in the bat. It's in the top. Just get the piece. He sweated off, though. He played all 4 quarters. That thing is sliding off.
He would have to take time out and get the thing.
He would have
the
to
shots.
Get. He would have to get that special water glue, toupee glue. He got to get the waterproof glue.
Infanto a little bit.
I think niggas need to embrace the peace because let we off on a tangent, but we here now. There is some. I'm looking at a lot of men that I've been seeing, and I know that they're in a semi-depressive state because they're balding. Mm-hmm. And yes. Some of them know that they can't pull off the balding. Yeah. So what are they going to do? Because if you can't pull off the baldy, but then you don't have the means to get the transplant, what are you left with?
You got to try to grow that beard.
You can't wear hats everywhere.
You got to try to grow that beard.
But if the head's still fucked up, like the head, there's some niggas that cannot
just,
be bald.
Just invest in a,
And then they want, but then they want, but they shame the pieces.
I'm not shaming the piece.
I'm not. I'm never shaming the piece.
You're not shaming the piece.
You know
you're not shaming the piece.
Hello.
We know you're not shaming the piece.
I don't see nothing because some of them need the piece.
It's okay. I be seeing it. I like it. I mean, hell, that niggas get
the niggas need the man unit.
They get the lock extension. So would you the little things?
Yes.
And they get the twist.
Exactly. So but okay. I don't know if that's the same thing. There's at least something still on top of that. They're just adding length. I respect the unit more than getting the lock extension.
I like them all.
I don't mind. I don't care. I will help you glue down your unit.
It's a whole unit.
I don't care. If you ain't got nothing in the front, middle, and back, and you need the whole unit, you need the whole unit.
And how do they know they don't look good bald? How do they know?
You don't know until you know. You don't know. But there's some Jasmine, there's some heads out here that just won't look right bald.
What if they can't afford the piece?
And that's what I'm saying. You can't afford the piece? You gotta find you a bitch that do a little frontal. You gotta find you a bitch that do a little something with the frontal. All the girls on TikTok that we see doing their hair, you think she can't do a little and have your barber hook it up? Buy your stuff and then have the barber hook it up.
You got solo appointment. That's gotta be hard.
It's a lot.
That's gotta be hard for a man. I'll give them that.
Because even with, because balding is a part of alopecia, right?
It depends if they have it.
Yeah,
if they have it, some people just bald.
Yes, or just, I don't think it's
hereditary.
Yeah, like if you're balding as a man, and you're losing that confidence because you're looking a different way, and then, like I'm not like we wear wigs, and I think we've passed the part of giving a fuck if a nigga like natural hair or not. Like you're gonna take what I give you. Mm-hmm. It's either you fuck with me or you don't. Like I fuck with you. It's not about the unit. Now, if you can rock the baldy, mm-hmm. That's sexy. But there's some niggas that can't rock the baldy. And I want them to embrace alternative methods. Like the unit.
Man unit.
Put it on. It's okay.
Could you please?
Rocky understands. Like Rocky. Imagine Rocky bald.
He need to be balder for his summer cuts.
Yeah, he gonna be hot. I don't know how the fuck we got here. From Wale being 5'10 and moderately short to niggas and their weird shaped heads. But let me tell you, let me ask this question. Have you ever had to handle a fallout with a friend in the public eye? Has it ever made it to, let's say, social media, you falling out with a friend?
No.
See? Same. So I can't relate. And all of the... We're talking about Wally and Meek. We're talking about JT and Carisha. We're talking about whoever else. And I've never had a public fallout with anybody.
Yeah, no.
No. Mm-mm. I lied, but nobody cared.
What?
I called somebody that people knew. I kept getting disrespected by somebody that was a friend to me. Mm-hmm. But we always had a very tumultuous type of relationship. It was a male.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him always had a back and forth, like a love-hate relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, we couldn't stand each other. We always argued. We would bully one another. But we were friends for years, from elementary school all the way to college. And at one point, we had got to the point where, even though our relationship was based off of chaos,
mm-hmm.
we still, to a certain extent, should have had more grace for one another, I believe.
Yeah.
And then I did kind of put him out for doing something to me that I was just over it. But right. At that point, there was no return. I knew I wasn't going to be their friend again. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing. But then ain't nobody really see that shit because right. It was fucking Facebook in 2012. Like, who cares? But the thing is, I've never had a public dispute with a friend. I've never had a public fall with a friend, and I never will.
Right.
Like, if you just don't see me with somebody anymore, you don't see me with somebody anymore. Now, behind the scenes, me and my girls are probably talking about it. There are group FaceTime calls. Yeah. There's meetings group of the chat, minds.
Yeah.
Group chats, screenshots. Mm-hmm. There's things of that nature. But I feel like all of that, especially when it's somebody that you have been friends with a very, very long time, and that friendship actually breaks your heart. Because I think there's people that you've fallen out with, mm-hmm. but then there's a difference between that and really breaking up with a friend.
Okay.
Though, when you really break up with a friend, I don't see it really getting to being, I don't think that becomes exposed.
Yeah.
Like if a friend broke your heart or you broke a friend's heart, I don't see that being exposed.
Yeah, no.
I don't. So like when you see these celebrities going back and forth, I don't even think these motherfuckers was really friends.
No, they're not.
I think they were work partners. Mm-hmm. They would hang out and they might have gotten close to a certain extent, but at the end of the day, this is not somebody that you gave your all to, or you would be confident and give your secrets to.
I agree.
To. I don't. So I don't
agree.
I don't, and especially at this age, it's just never gonna happen.
No.
So I don't know if I could. I can't really
never
speak on that. Do you ever regret the way that things might have happened between you and somebody that you were friends with?
No. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Mm. Well.
No.
I do say things happen for a reason.
No.
I don't think I regret the way that things panned out with the people that I'm no longer friends with.
Yeah.
But I do have certain resentments. And I do take accountability for certain actions that I had for why it might have ended the way that it did. Maybe I should have spoken up sooner. Maybe we should have stopped being friends a long time ago and stop putting so much onus on time in relationships and friendships. There's a lot of people that are not really friends anymore, but because they have some embedded loyalty to one another because they have time put in, they just sit there and they stick around hurting one another more and more and more. And even when you try to make something work that shouldn't work, you have a certain amount of resentment when that other person doesn't meet you halfway. Okay. So, I don't...
You gotta treat friendships, relationships, even family like that, too.
Yeah, they break... Because all of them have the capability of breaking your heart.
Yeah.
And putting you in a very low state. I'll tell you this, like, friend breakups, them shits hurt.
Yeah.
They make you very, they strike you and they make you very cold. Like, people.
Very cold.
Yeah, like, I do feel as if women, I think we become more jaded by friend breakups than men. I've seen men fall out, become friends way more than women. I feel I've seen more women just like, I don't fuck with that bitch anymore, ever. And then we don't really deal with it. Because when you break, you rather talk to somebody about breaking up with a romantic partner over talking to somebody about breaking up with a friend. And I feel like we need to give it the same energy.
Same energy.
Like, them shit still hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of the day, can't we all just... can we get along?
I mean, it depends.
Sometimes you can't get along. And then the sooner you know it, the better.
Yeah. Or can we all just communicate? How about that?
That's a good one.
Hmm.
You know that ain't gonna happen.
No.
I'm gonna talk about it. At least you're gonna hear it on this podcast. If nowhere else, you're gonna hear it right here. So let's get into the next topic. Now, break this one down for me.
I seen this on Twitter, and it got like a lot of... interaction, whatever. So this girl tweeted, she said, it's a black girl, she said, "And of course we jumped the broom, pound sign, black American wedding. Feel free to contribute to our honeymoon fund by sending funds to cash app name. Thank you in advance, ring 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 ring, bride and groom emoji." And it's a video of them jumping, a boomerang of them jumping a broom, and next to it is their Cash App QR code. And then somebody tweets, "Have a picnic because at this point you can't afford anything else."
Oh.
And then the girl responded, "I own home, babes. Do you worry about Haiti? The babies are dying over there."
Why she Why did she have to go to Haiti?
Haiti flag.
I know. Oh, yeah. But that's fucked up.
Thank goodness I saw this today because today payday and I was dead ass about to be nice. Man, hell nah. I don't need money from none of you hoes. Go home and donate to your country.
Baby, there's a lot. Let's stick to the top one. Let's stick to it at hand.
How would you feel if, one, would you do that?
No. I'm not begging on the internet for anything.
Two, what would you do if your friend, if you woke up, you saw your friend did that on Twitter? What would you do? What would you say?
Damn. I'm not going to speak from a place of, well, I ain't got no. I'm going to speak from a place if I saw it. It happened. I saw it. I don't know if I would bring it to my friend's attention. Because at the end of the day, they're going to do what they want to do regardless. People are going to do what they want to do. And if my friend wanted to put their Cash App on the internet to sit there and have people donate to their honeymoon fund, it is what it is. If that's what they want to do. I know in my heart of hearts, mm-hmm. it's tacky. Mm-hmm. It's tacky as fuck. I've seen people ask for just monetary gifts if they had a wedding, but it's usually embedded with them having a reception. And then they're just asking for monetary gifts because they don't need the appliances. They're trying to skip the whole registry type of thing. They're not trying to do that. Or even if you have a wedding and then you share this with your closest friends or people that are asking you what you want for a gift, mm-hmm. and you tell them, well, can you just like donate to our honeymoon fund? Mm-hmm. I could even respect that, even though that might rub people the wrong way as well, because you're putting, like, people don't like to, no, like, some people don't like down. To see where their money goes. If I give you money, some people just don't, I don't want to know that you going to Bali with my money. Yes, some people are like that. Yes, but if, honestly, it takes a lot of the work for me to have to be like, okay, well, I know exactly what you're using this for. Fuck it. Go ahead. If this is what you want. Like, it is what it is. But to put the Cash App on Twitter, I'm going to be like, this is tacky. And it depends on who the friend is. Because if it's you.
I'm never doing that.
I know. And that's why I said I didn't want to come from that place. But I don't have begging ass friends. Yeah. And that's not for nothing.
Because my friends won't do that. But I would just be like, girl, I would text you and be like, why would you do that?
Yeah. I think you would. Be like, Sasha, what the fuck is this? Yeah. I know. And if I seen it, I'd probably be like, so Jasmine, is this what you want me to get you for your gift and then show you your thing? Yeah. So you know that this is, I'll send, and then I'll be like, I'm not going to give you your Cash App.
People are so ballsy when they do stuff like this.
But then when people are telling you, this is tacky to them, because it might not be tacky for everybody. People, it'd be their birthday, they put out their Cash App. I find that begging too. But then again, think about it. Say you had 1 million followers and each of them sent you $1. You won't have $1 million. I see why some people do it. And fuck it. Monetize if that's what you want to do on that level. But I find this very beggy. And then for her to be like, worry about the babies in your countries and shit. Just, and you jump to being ignorant because you are offended because people think this is tacky. Yeah. You didn't have to say anything.
Nope.
Or if you did say something that said, if it doesn't apply, then you can move. Mm-hmm. You don't have to donate. Yeah. But don't say you're not begging or you're not asking for money for your honeymoon. When that's exactly what you're doing by this tweet.
Mm-hmm. That was so tacky. I'm like, ew. And you know what's also tacky? When people... Have you ever messed up or known somebody that has their baby registry in their bio?
I find that so fucking... Let me watch my words. I don't know if anybody ever did that I know.
If you did, it's tacky. Unfollow me. Tacky. Don't like... Sue me. Don't like me.
It is tacky. It's tacky.
Like what?
It's tacky to me.
And not only did you not invite me to the baby shower and all that, and also
has anybody ever not invited you to their baby shower or not invited you to their wedding but sent you their registry?
No.
That's a bold motherfucker. I've seen it. It hasn't happened to me, but I've seen it.
Oh, no.
Like, you just wake up from a text and they're like, here, here's my registry. But you don't know when the baby shower is. You didn't even know the motherfucker was pregnant.
Tacky.
Like, and I even with housewarmings, I had two of my closest friends asked me, they were like, make a registry because you just moved. But I'm like, I don't feel comfortable making a registry and I'm not having a housewarming.
Yeah.
I don't. And then what am I supposed to do? Just send the registry to people and I'm not even inviting you to welcome me into my new space? So they keep asking me what I want and I'm like, y'all, just give me whatever. Like, I'm not making a registry and I'm not necessarily having a formal housewarming. This is tacky.
Tacky.
I don't want my friends to do this. I don't want to hang out with people who would do this.
Tacky.
I don't like it. I don't want to see it again. And and she just made it even worse.
That's that send me $1 for my birthday. I hate that.
Yeah.
Or if it's a kid birthday, oh, Cash App Lil JoJo.
I'm not Cash Apping your child because first of all, that's Lil your JoJo account.
Can go.
That's not JoJo's account. That's not JoJo's saving account. It's going into your pocket. It's going into your pocket. So don't lie. And honestly, from the looks of it, they look like they took the courthouse route and they are trying to just do the honeymoon
thing. Girl, she got multiple homes.
And that's fine. Because, you know, the biggest thing is, why spend money on a big wedding when I can get homes? And to a certain extent, I do agree with that. But I'm still not going to shame nobody for having no big ass wedding. Because I love a wedding.
I love a wedding.
I personally don't need the big ass fairy tale themed tens of thousands up to hundreds of thousands of dollars for a wedding. Because I do want to be more stabilized in a home environment. As opposed, I just feel like that money can be put somewhere else. But I'd be damned if I tell somebody you shouldn't have a wedding because you need to save it for a fucking house. I don't know what anybody wants to do. Real
simple, with the reception is be over the top.
Somebody took my idea, you know. Remember the idea that I had brought up when I was like, I want to do the courthouse. Probably do like a really small gathering with just people that I really trust, an intimate setting. And then after a year of marriage or after 2 years of marriage, then I want to do like a progress, like a celebratory reception and then invite more people and somebody celebrate that way. No, somebody put it out there on the podcast. I'm like, I know you got that from me. I'm the only person I ever heard say that.
That's cute.
And I think that's dope. But you know, if you want to have it, but like I was saying, I think they're more on the courthouse side and they want to take the funds of what they would have got and they want to put it towards a honeymoon. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you have to say it.
No.
Just ask for monetary gifts. Even that's sometimes.
Not on the internet.
Even no, I don't think it should be on the internet. No, we should not see this tweet. No. And if she put it on Twitter, what did you think you weren't going to get dragged on Twitter? I think this might have went over maybe better on Instagram.
So if you get married at the courthouse and...
I don't expect no gifts.
Okay. Okay.
I don't expect no gifts.
What about for like the people that you invited?
If y'all want to.
Okay.
I don't expect to get gifts anyway. Even with like birthday parties, I never think that people are going to get me gifts. Mm-hmm. I know that when I go to celebrate a milestone for somebody, that I'm going to bring something to celebrate them, a reward of them passing through. Mm-hmm. That's just custom to me. But when I do something for myself, I don't expect a gift. Mm-hmm. I don't. And I'll be happy with whatever anybody gives me. And if I did have a reception, even though I've seen it, this is a long time ago, people like, oh, just make it monetary. I'm still not even going to say that either. Right. Like, they'll put it right on the invitation. I don't find that tacky, but I'm still not doing it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, sis, you're nasty. That response was nasty. Mm. See, that's that mean shit I be talking about. I'm not like that. I ain't never been like that.
No, that was mean.
Rude as hell.
How you asking for stuff?
Baby, yeah. Let's discuss. I don't want to play this video. Because I feel like he's just... niggas in cars talking. Except that one video with
homeboy. He got a girlfriend.
Who?
The boy, that video.
You found him?
He on TikTok. He makes a lot of videos.
He has a girlfriend or... You said boyfriend or girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Oh my God, I don't know why I heard boyfriend.
Girlfriend.
Okay. He has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah.
She willikers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I expected as much. He seems like he's in his evolved state. Mm-hmm. Even though he was breaking down what fuck niggas did, that's we're reverting back to when we spoke about the
he's finer outside the
court. The 3 month rule mm-hmm. with men and how they'll you gotta see the signs of how they might string you along for about 3 months with the pulling the tug with the percentages and mm-hmm. how much they give to you and how much access you give to them. That's on our episode that we just did with Shahani that was mm-hmm. present. He's the only nigga that I listen to in a car. Right now. But I'm scared of listening to niggas in cars. Mm. Sometimes it's good. Even if the content is good, I don't want to think about nothing that I might have going on in their life. And I'm having a little bit of an issue with deciphering men talking to women and women talking to men on the internet if it's actually good or not. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when men are putting that pro woman content out, sometimes I listen to it and I'm like, this is a good message.
Sometimes but it's just it like, depends.
No, a lot. Some of it is good messaging. Mm-hmm. Some of it is good messaging. Like homeboy was spitting game.
Yeah.
He was showing you signs of sitting here and structuring your boundaries. Mm-hmm. This is what you need to be looking out for. Mm-hmm. I've seen a couple, you know, the fake gurus on TikTok, and sometimes they do have good messaging. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, is this detrimental or not? Because why aren't men...
Are you setting me up or what?
Like, why aren't men talking to men and why aren't women talking to women? Why are we telling one another what to do instead of bettering our counterparts? We talking to our other halves.
And then you're not talking to your homeboy. They can't communicate with the girl when they get together.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're a man that's so evolved and you're in your evolved state, and you want to see women in better situations, you want women to pick better men, why not make content to communicate to men how they should be treating women better? If you are a woman that wants to see your fellow sister happy, you want us to come out of our broken
can I get an amen?
Rhetoric, and you want us to pick and have choices of better men, but you talking to niggas on how they can be better instead of telling women to value themselves and pick better and choose better and work harder. I don't know why we're not talking to each other why are we not being nicer with one another as opposed to telling each other what to do? So that's why I don't know, because sometimes I listen to niggas in these cars and sometimes I see the bitches in the bonnets and they have good rhetoric. But I don't know if it's helpful if we're not talking to each other like friends instead of talking at each other and being contradictory. I don't know. It's just a thought. Just a thought. But this nigga right here in this car, this man was with a woman for 5 years, and the whole time she pretty much was like his mom. Now, that's her opinion.
What's he look like? This man, okay.
It's giving elf. Cute elf, though. Not bad looking, but just not elfy. At all. Mm-hmm. No. This is her opinion. He probably didn't explain it to the extent of the woman being like his mom, but this mm-hmm. is what this girl said. She clearly was triggered by this video. Mm-hmm. She was lending him her car, paying for all of his stuff, paying for majority of the bills. She made over $100,000 a year mm-hmm. after taxes. He made about $30,000 a year. However, he broke up with her, and he says that she built up his standards. She was perfect, but not perfect for him, and now he is ready to find himself a wife. Is he wrong? Yes or no? So he was with her for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
She pretty much built up his standards on, I guess, how to be a better man in a relationship by taking care of him. And now he is ready to find a wife, which is not her. Is he wrong or not?
Okay, well, did he get a job that pays more?
I don't know.
So I need to know that.
I don't know.
Because it don't matter. If you go, it don't matter. It don't matter.
All that is nothing void if you're still a $30,000 a year nigga. Because where did your standards get built up from?
Maybe what the fuck you finna do? Your own laundry?
Maybe on an emotional sense.
No, because you're still at 30K.
Is he still looking for somebody to take care of him? I don't know. I don't want to play it.
Okay, but I think we might need to understand.
We might need context. Let me see. 2 minutes and 28 seconds. Just a nigga talking in a car. Niggas with mics. Let me see.
All right, y'all. So I just broke up with my ex of 5 years. And I literally have no complaints about her. Like, she was perfect, right? I used to, like, didn't have a car. Now I have a car. But when I didn't have a car, she used to let me ride around in her car all day while she was at work. And I still didn't have a job. And and it doesn't get any better than that. She used to pay for all the meals. She paid for the bills, all that, until I got my stuff together. Okay. But it was just something about her. It was just something about her I just couldn't comprehend. Like, I can't really explain it to y'all. But she was so perfect. But you know how somebody can be good to you? But they're just not that good person to you. You know, like, they're that perfect person. That's why they want to play. But it's just, to me, it's more than just being a perfect person. Like, but they just wasn't that perfect person for me. Okay. If you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, and I know it doesn't make sense, but I'm going to try to make it make sense.
No.
But she was so perfect.
They don't have the speed in every aspect.
She looked good, made good money. Like, I made $30,000 that year, but she made $120,000. And she still humbled herself down to come mess with me.
What he say he made?
$30,000. She buys me meals. Even to this day, like, I go home, she'll text me, ask me how my day's going. And then, like, she'll DoorDash me some food while I'm just at the crib not doing anything. And it's just like, I really can't. I had to make room for what I truly love.
I hope that was enough context for you. I knew there was a reason I didn't want to play it. I just want to stick to this. He did say, okay, so he said he got himself together.
30K.
He said he got himself together.
Yeah.
From 30K, I don't know how much he's making now, but he said he got himself together. He now has a car. He has leveled up while he was being taken care of by this woman. But yet, he said she was perfect, but not perfect for him. And now he is ready to find a wife or find somebody else, a partner, that actually speaks to who he is as a person. Is he wrong for breaking up with her?
I mean, no. I think he should have, because that's not the man for her.
No, exactly.
So yeah. I'm glad he did.
Yeah. I'm going to look at it on that standpoint.
And like, what do you want? Like, we want struggle love? Like, you want somebody to fucking be 30K with your ass, struggling with you?
I don't think he does.
Like, what did he want? Like, did he want her to push him more to get up off your ass?
No, he's not downplaying her. This is the thing. He said he can't explain it, and he really couldn't. And it is somewhat confusing about how the way he went about going about it. I see a lot of people in the thread.
Did she do
projecting
too much for him?
I don't see. That's the thing. There's a lot of women projecting because they're like, well, why would you leave her? She built you up. She made you the man you are. And now another woman has to reap the benefits of who you are. But he used her.
He used her basically.
And I mean, 5 years is a long time to use somebody. And I know she has probably the world of resentment towards this nigga. Even she said he still sends him DoorDashes of food
she
and all that kind
like
of stuff.
She might like it.
She's a trick.
Or not even that. Honestly, I'm not even trying to go. Like,
she's a trick.
But we don't even know nothing about her. It might be like she might not. Well, I guess a trick. She just might like doing it. She got the money for it, so she might like doing it.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Still, as it is,
I need to hear her side.
I don't need to hear her side.
I need to hear her side.
I don't need to hear her side because this dynamic is just sad.
He talks slow.
He couldn't explain it. He said he couldn't explain it, and it's okay.
He used her.
Yeah, he used her. So I know that a lot of people are like, no, you should have done right by her. You should have done better by her. But what would have been the point of him continuing to use her in that sense? Because that's what he did.
Because did he not clean up?
I don't know. I don't know any of that dynamic. I just know that even though this is going back to the whole people staying and being in friendships way longer than it needs to be out of unrequired loyalty.
Yeah.
Like, I know that people think
made up.
There's a lot of niggas that get built up.
I'm talking about the story. I'm talking about this.
Who, him? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he might be. He might embellish, and it could be completely made up. But I don't. There's a lot of people. You're with somebody for this long. They build you up. They make you the person that you are, and then you realize you really don't want to be that person for them. Mm-hmm. And then all the time you see the rhetoric of, well, why would you do that? Why would you leave that person? It's been 5 years. You should have married her. She made you who you are. You wouldn't be who you are without her. And I get all of that. But should he have tricked her into a marriage to sit there and Thank be God, somewhere no. loveless? So it could be worse down the road when you actually have property and
I don't
and
like that for
paper
her.
And all that. That's what I'm saying. It's like that for it's her. Fucked up that she was strung along.
For 5 years.
It's fucked up that she put that much time and money and invested in a nigga that ultimately did not see her as his partner. Especially because 5 years, you knew you didn't want to be with this person long term. And that's where he's truly and honestly fucked up. But it's better for him to have let her go after the 5 years than to sit there and what was he supposed to do? Be with her just out of obligation?
Right. True.
And I'm not giving him no slap. Because at the end of the day, he's a dirty dog.
Dirty dog.
Dirty dog. But it's like, I'm really split down the middle when it comes to that whole, quote unquote, building somebody up. For them to sit there and then say that they don't want you.
Right.
I can see how that's very confusing. Mm-hmm. I can see how that can leave somebody very, like a shell of themselves. Because it's like, I did all of this. I thought I did the things that I was supposed to do. I thought that I put myself in the right predicaments to sit here and cultivate somebody's potential. And that's what they say. Women need to stop dating potential. Mm-hmm. Let the nigga show you who the fuck you are. Show them who the fuck you, who they are. Right then and there, as opposed to what they could be. Mm-hmm. But sometimes motherfuckers don't have their shit together. So what are you supposed to do? So it's very contradictory when it comes to this particular subject. Now, this one is a little bit more embellished than anything. Because now he's looking for a wife. And a lot of people are like, well, you had a wife right fucking there. But he said, she was perfect. She just wasn't perfect for me. It's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because I feel for shorty. But then I'm like, kudos to homeboy for stepping away and not continuing to play her.
Yeah. I'm glad because he wasn't for her.
Because the people in the comments saying that you should.
The dynamic of sitting there and building somebody up just for them to, in hindsight, waste your time. Even if that wasn't their intention to waste your time. Mm-hmm. But then wasting your time and then figuring out they don't really want to be with you and you've invested so much into that person. Listen, it sucks. But you kind of. You got to kind of, I don't want to say thank them, but you got to kind of thank your heavens that they didn't lead you into something more permanent, like a marriage. Imagine somebody just marrying you because, or using you all that. I can't imagine things that can't happen to me. I'm sorry. Fuck it. I always say hypothetical. That's not a hypothetical I want to talk about at all. Some things would not be me, period. Let's get into miscellaneous question. Number one, keep it to yourself versus tell me. Or thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Check, please. That's what I think. Now, thank you is... Ooh. As an adult, what is your top three gifts?
As an adult,
what is your top three gifts?
I work really well with people with special needs. I feel like that's a good gift, right? You talking about like that? Or you mean like presents?
Presents.
Oh, I thought you meant like gifts. I thought you meant like that. Like that I would give that I would give somebody.
No,
that I want to
receive.
What's
your perfect gift?
Oh, that I would want to receive. Mm-hmm. A trip to Barcelona.
But that was really sweet. I think it was really sweet. And you're really good at that. You are.
A trip to Barcelona.
Hallelujah.
Let me see. Um, hmm. rent paid for a year.
Them two big ass gifts. But go ahead. These are perfect gifts. Who got the money? Okay. Let me know who got the money.
Somebody got the motherfucking money.
Shit.
And then I would say,
I hate when niggas say bills paid is not a gift, but whatever.
To you. Business venture setup, startup.
Like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Niggas, is your listener? We don't smoke cigarettes,
right?
Side note: why Ari Lennox said that Joe Budden got a nicotine covered mouth? Huh. He been coming for her, and but she has every right. I tell you off.
Okay,
ain't got nothing to do with what we doing. I tell you off here. But I like that Barcelona sexy. That's a gift. Let me tell you something.
I'm actually gonna go be looking at Barcelona tonight on TikTok.
You see what my problem is? Is that I feel as if somebody gave me those kind of gifts, then I gotta marry them. And you don't have to marry them.
Mm-mm.
And that's not my problem, because I'm like, why wouldn't I marry you?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I want those gifts to come from a good person, but should I even think that deep into it?
No.
That's my problem.
Girl.
It's like, is this trip from Barcelona coming from a decent human being? Or do I just want the trip to Barcelona?
Who cares?
But definitely, bills paid.
Mm-hmm.
I know it seems simple, but like perfume or candles.
Okay.
Like,
ooh, yeah, I love that.
I'm on a signature scent journey, and I really, really, if somebody listens to the type of things that I like I'm a vanilla girl, or like bergamot, like something tonka bean, something like that, tobacco smells. Like, I want somebody to really listen to what I like and like be like, I think this would smell great on you. And like it hit. Like, just listening to what I know. But a trip, number one, definitely anything like candles, perfume, smell goods, like into that regiment, and a bill paid. I don't give a fuck what anybody has to say. You can't tell me somebody paying my car note, or somebody paying my insurance for the month, or somebody paying my motherfucking rent is not a gift. That is an act of service that would alleviate so much stress off my tender shoulders. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me I'm not going to be grateful for that. You can't tell me that that's not a gift. It's not an obligation, but it's definitely appreciated. Perfect gift for a bitch my age. I'll tell you that right now. And that's a wrap on episode 158 of the podcast. So we're going to need you guys to like, subscribe, thumbs all of our videos up, watch it a million times, check us out.
There we go.
Goddamn, we done out. Let me tell you something, phone. You're disrespectful.
I don't even know what what fucking applications. I love all of my applications. I don't even really need Apple Pay. Because I go through the
App. I never had that app.
I don't even use Lyft, so I can delete Lyft.
You can't pay for the extra storage?
It don't matter. I have that. The terabytes. Matter.
I have it. I'm scared to look and see where mine is at.
It does not matter. Like, this shit does not fucking matter, like, at all. Oh, and it's still recording on the thing? Alright, let's just do it.
It is. Oh, my God.
Like, subscribe, follow. Everything will be down here, and we will see you guys for episode 159.
Bye.